4. Would you then comprehend how detrimental filthy language is? Consider the embarrassment of those listening to your obscenities. What is more disgraceful than a person who uses vulgar language, who is more tarnished in reputation? Such individuals place themselves alongside jesters and prostitutes, yet these individuals often exhibit more decency than you. How do you expect to teach a wife to maintain her modesty when your obscene language influences her to indulge in indecency? It would be better to exhale foulness from your mouth than to utter an inappropriate word. If your breath smells foul, you don't even share common foods. So tell me, how do you dare to partake in divine mysteries when you carry such a stench in your soul? If someone were to place a dirty utensil on the dining table, you would probably react aggressively and banish them. Yet you think nothing of uttering obscenities at God's table, our mouth filled with gratitude, which is more disgusting than any filthy vessel. Can you believe that you're not offending? It's impossible. Nothing infuriates the holy and pure more than obscene language. It nurtures impudence and shamelessness, ignites a flame that weakens the foundations of modesty. God has placed sweet aromas in your mouth, yet you store words that smell fouler than a deceased body, causing damage and paralyzing the soul itself. When you insult, it is not merely the voice of the soul, but of anger. When you speak obscenely, it's lewdness, not the soul speaking. When you slander, it's envy. When you plot, it's greed. These are not the actions of the soul, but the influences and diseases that afflict it. Just as corruption is not simply physical, but a result of the death and suffering endured by the body, these actions arise from the passions that infect the soul. If you desire to hear the voice of a living soul, listen to what Paul says. With food and clothing we shall be content, and godliness is great gain, and I am crucified to the world and the world to me. Listen to Peter saying, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. Hear Job expressing gratitude while saying, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. These are the words of a living soul, of a soul performing its true duties. Similarly, Jacob said, if the Lord provides me with food to eat and clothes to wear, and Joseph, how can I commit such a terrible sin against God? But that foreign woman did not adhere to this. As if she was drunk or insane, she insisted, sleep with me. With these things in mind, let us strive to emulate the living soul and steer clear from the dead one so that we may attain eternal life, which we all have the possibility to participate in through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom and with whom, in unity with the Holy Spirit, glory, power, honor be to the Father, now and forever, and for ages unending. Amen.